Friday night, the Norman Rockwell Museum will stage a radio play based on artist Greg Manchess's book, Above the Timberline. The book, about a son searching for his father in a futuristic winter wasteland, is currently on display at the museum. It will be brought to life on stage by 8 Berkshire County high school students. The museum's chief educator, Mary Burley, tells WAMC the event is part of a larger commitment to area youth.
Well, the radio play is a wonderful opportunity for us to share with local students the arc that illustrators are now working in 2019. So Norman Rockwell was making wonderful art mostly for print media, so he did a lot with Saturday Evening Post covers and many magazines. Gregory Manchez is an artist who we are exhibiting currently through February 23rd, and his work, he does some print work and other work, but he's also, he just did the artwork for The Ballad of Buster Scruggs, which is a Netflix movie. So the radio play is an immersive experience with 34 of his paintings animated, 2 sound effects, and a script based on his novel, Above the Timberline.
So who are you working with to actually put this production on?
Yeah, so this production is with local high school students from Monument Mountain Regional High School, the Waldorf High School, and we have one homeschool student. And they are students who are passionate about the arts, who have acting experience, are considering careers in the arts. And they found us, and we identified them as people who could really benefit from seeing a production like this go together. Additionally, we're doing it for high school students in the area because we want high school students to know that we, the museum, are here for them, and there's wonderful things happening at the museum, and we can be an introduction to the world of illustration art, but also we're working with George Lucas. We have had projects with Pixar. We're in a world where we have artists who are working for virtual reality, for movie making, for all kinds of neat things, and we can share that locally. And so this is an opportunity to do that. We're also launching a commitment to high school students that is deeper than anything we've done before. We're going to identify 20 eighth graders this spring who we will work with for 4 years. And annually over the next few years we'll add another 20 students each year. And the goal there is to give those students an understanding of how museums work, but also access to illustrators and the work that illustrators do and how that ends up manifesting in the larger world.
I'm interested in what it was like to pitch high schoolers on a radio play in 2019. What was that like?
It's kind of interesting. We said we're doing this really neat thing. We have this extraordinary artist, Gregory Manchez, who would like to work with you. And actually, what really happened is we sent that out, and I believe they probably Googled him and were like, wow, this is pretty cool. And so that sold itself, because if you go to his website and look at what he's done, the idea to build something, and he's working on movie deals right now, so the story Above the Timberline is a neat story. The images are wonderful. And he does really remarkable work. So a quick web search, and they were all in.
So tell me a little bit about the story.
It's a coming-of-age story. It's about a young man, a teenager, who is actually, I'm not going to tell you a whole lot about the story. I think you should come to the museum and see the exhibit and also come to the radio play. But I can say there is a battle scene that is appropriate for young children but involves aircraft, and the setting is 1,500 years in the future and quite chilly. It's Arctic.
And as far as staging a radio presentation like this, what should attendees expect to see when they go see the production Friday night?
Oh, that's such a good question. So what they can expect is there will be a very big screen. We're animating 34 paintings by Gregory Manchez that tell the story. And there will be immersive sound effects, and then the high school students will be on stage in front of microphones and they will be reading in their characters the story. And it will be pretty exciting and pretty immersive.
Ping coordinates again, please, Mr. Edwards.
Aye, pinging now. Echo return, confirmed. Mr. Singleton, we have it.
This is the closest we've ever been to readings like this. I can feel it, Tomy. Wait, that wasn't lightning.